Profiles in Fish Conservation, Chapter 10, Sasha Clark Danilchuk and Andy Danilchuk.
Sasha Clark Danilchuk and Andy J. Danilchuk might be called a power couple in the science of recreational fishing and the science of catch and release in particular. Both share a passion for fishing that drives their work and play. Sasha Clark Danilchuk is the executive director of Keep Fish Wet, and Andy J. Danilchuk is professor of fish conservation at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Both are fisheries scientists with strong credentials built upon their decades of innovative investigations that have informed the best practice for catch and release fishing. Together, they taught themselves to fly fish and tie flies while living on a remote Caribbean island. Sasha worked for a number of nonprofit organizations before joining the Keep Fish Wet organization in 2016. As executive director, she works directly with anglers and conservation organizations. Keep Fish Wet promotes the use of science-based best practices to catch, handle, and release fish. Sasha says, quote, "One of our goals is to unlock science and make it more accessible and understandable to all anglers," end quote. Along with economic benefits that accrue from catch and release fishing, many anglers and organizations become influential in fish conservation. However, recreational anglers can learn much from scientists, and Keep Fish Wet helps make the science of recreational fishing accessible to a wide audience. Andy J. Danilchuk focuses his research on many factors that influence the life history and ecology of fish and other aquatic organisms, as well as how disturbances can influence the dynamics of other populations. His work on stress physiology, behavioral ecology, spatial ecology, predator-prey interactions, and adaptations in life history traits as a response to disturbance has been often cited by other scientists. He has also collaborated with numerous stakeholder groups to develop best practices for the recreational angling community to avoid overfishing. Both Sasha and Andy are acutely aware that many fish die due to recreational fishing, including catch and release fishing. Catch and release practice has been used a long time, but the science is very new. Sasha says, quote, "Fishing is a blood sport," end quote. Yet the fate of landed fish is determined largely by angler behavior that determines the health of released fish. They both help develop and advocate for adoption of Keep Fish Wet principles and tips to reduce the number of fish that die from fishing. The principles and tips they advocate are different from many other fishing tips in two important ways. First, the principles and tips were selected because they are backed by substantial scientific evidence. Second, the principles and tips recognize that the fate of fish after release is primarily determined by angler behavior. For example, simple advice such as avoiding fishing spawning fish, using barbless hooks, avoiding grippers, and keeping air exposure to 10 seconds or less can be easily followed by anglers and will result in enhanced survival of released fish. Other advice may be more specific based on the fish and location. Sasha's research on bonefish demonstrated that air exposure and handling time influence whether a landed fish will swim away after release. In the Bahamas, where there are numerous predators, such as sharks and barracuda, her research guided anglers to avoid releasing bonefish in areas where predation threat is high. Andy Danilchuk has pioneered the use of telemetry, biologgers, accelerometers, i.e. motion detectors, underwater video cameras, and associated emerging technological aids in the study of recreational angling. He also investigated physiological disturbance of captured sharks and other fish by measuring stress indicators in blood samples. This type of research was essential to supporting the reduced handling time principle. Andy's studies of movement of bonefish led to learning the sites where spawning bonefish aggregate. Although many research studies on proper handling of released fish have occurred, anglers are largely unaware of the findings because they are written for other scientists and inaccessible to most anglers. Sasha has examined how best to encourage behavior change in anglers. Social media shaming does not work. Her work is done through education, outreach campaigns, partnerships with the fishing industry's biggest brands, and fishing demonstrations. Scientists talking to anglers and guides is a novel approach, but directly benefits information transfer. Sasha has written a blog, Finsights for Keep Fish Wet Fishing, that translates the scientific journal articles to a form accessible to anglers. She is building a strong bridge between scientific findings and the practice of recreational angling. Keep Fish Wet recognizes that many of the best practices, such as learning how to hold a fish, take some proper on-water education and practice. The outcome from releasing a landed fish is too often a sublethal or unrecognized effect, such as a wound from hooking or exhaustion. Recovery of the fish takes time, but the final fate is not known to the angler, and it may influence spawning success or cover-seeking behavior. Translating the scientific findings to simple, memorable language, such as minimize air exposure, tells the angler how to treat the fish to avoid sublethal effects. In demonstrations to anglers, the Danilchuks emphasize desired behavior, such as no knuckles in photograph, no grip and grin, protect the slime, and other essential actions for catch and release fishing. Andy Danilchuk is a Patagonia fly fishing ambassador, where he has a direct influence on fly fishing globally. As an award-winning professor, he is a strong proponent of experiential, hands-on opportunities that can enhance learning for students of all ages. And this philosophy extends to education of anglers. He's a scientific advisor to Keep Fish Wet and was awarded the Excellence in Public Outreach from the American Fishery Society, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to improve the conservation and sustainability of fishery resources and aquatic ecosystems by advancing fisheries and aquatic science and promoting the development of fisheries professionals. He also received the Flats Stewardship Award and is a member of the Circle of Honor for his significant contributions to the stewardship of flats species and habitats. He has strong collaborations with researchers globally and advised Bonefish and Tarpon Trust, Indie Fly Foundation, Patagonia, and Fish Navy Films, among others. Together, Andy and Sasha have had major influence in developing and promoting the best practices for the conservation and management of recreational fisheries. Anglers can make small changes in how they catch, handle, and release fish to help fish return to normal behavior as quickly as possible after release. Advocates show their support and commitment by becoming advocates for Keep Fish Wet and pledge to use best practices for catch and release by minimizing air exposure, eliminating contact with dry surfaces, and reducing handling time. Take the pledge at keepfishwet.org.